beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. Recently, I was listening to a soothing music, the sound of a classical piano touching the chords of my soul. I was at home with my laptop, searching for nothing on YouTube, when the music began to play and I was surprised. It was calming, allowing me to let myself go. It wasn't sad. It wasn't joyful. It was quietly demanding me to be myself with a composed state of mind that was neither joyful nor sorrowful. It didn't make me yearn for memories, didn't make me nostalgic, didn't encourage me to seek new experiences, didn't excite me to get up and pursue something. It just let me be. And that is when the thought of death came to me with absolutely no emotional baggage. I knew at that moment how I imagined my death. It was meant to be something like this. It will be an experience that has no emotions attached to it. It will be a moment of letting go peacefully, without an iota of longing, nostalgia, disappointment, yearning, nothing. It will be a moment when nothingness will be embraced with a calm and composed mind. The only movement I would wish around me would be the sound of music. Something like the one I'm listening to now. It will be a solitary moment, of course. Death can only be a solitary act. It is a moment when you take the center stage for once in your life. Birth can be such a moment when you are the protagonist, but then the supporting act by your mother is equally important. The presence of another person is inevitable, but death is truly a solo act, where you are the only person who owns the stage and you leave. And I want this to be a graceful act, a dignified act. I want my death to be the most beautiful moment when I allow myself to be gone. I watch myself give up on the farcical act of survival. I do not want to be overwhelmed by emotions, by grieving family or friends. I want to be alone in the company of myself, the forces of the universe, gentle music that eases my journey out of the world, and a quietness that I can carry as the last memory of this existence. Have you thought of your death? Have you witnessed death at close quarters? I know that if you have, your life would have changed forever. It is a precious moment, unforgettable. But when it is your loved one, grief will prevent you from seeing it in all its magnificence. Later in life, the memory might come back with less grief and perhaps with more profound thoughts and help you grow into a wonderful person.